Now listen to this. You won't believe it. I really made a fool of myself. That happened last year, right before Christmas. I was buying a compact refrigerator for my mum. You know, one of those with a small freezer inside them. So I selected it and it was delivered to my mum's on the following day. And then she called me and said that it didn't have a freezer inside, which, as you can imagine, really upset me. I knew there was that other model available, the one without a freezer. So I was just angry that they had made that mistake. I immediately went to the shop, quite a small one in my area. I found the manager and explained what had happened. Of course, I must have sounded really upset, but he was calm and polite and said that a mistake like that was not possible because they didn't have other model. So they couldn't have delivered to my mum's. And then he very kindly asked if I had seen it myself. Of course, I hadn't, not yet. So perhaps he politely suggested my mother was wrong. That really annoyed me, so I started shouting that my mother was all right and that she could tell if there was a freezer inside that damn refrigerator or not. Anyway, I left the shop really furious, drove to my mum's, opened the refrigerator, and guess what? The freezer was there, all right. So I asked her why she had told me it wasn't there. And she said, I couldn't open it, so I thought there was no freezer. I still don't understand why she did that.
Oh, you know, all kinds of things happen. Actually, I have a story too. Funny, it's about an appliance too. So here's what happened. You know, I have that new washing machine. I bought it a couple of months ago. So I got really upset last week when I discovered that when the wash program was finished, the detergent was still there in the detergent drawer. So I called the shop and they sent this mechanic the next day. He worked on it for like 15 minutes, which I thought was pretty fast, and said it was going to be all right. But it wasn't. The detergent was all there in the drawer again. So I got really mad, called them again. They told me to clean the drawer, put in the detergent again, and run the same program before the mechanic arrives so that he could see what was happening while the machine was working. So I did that. He arrived on time, as arranged, opened the detergent drawer and said, "Ha, it's empty. Everything's okay." And I suddenly realised why it was empty. I had not put any detergent into it. I just forgot.